From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump announced the military action in Syria, but warplanes from President Emmanuel Macron's France and Britain played a key role in the strikes early on Saturday in reaction to the recent alleged chemical attack on the city of Douma, which the U.S. and others blame on President Bashar al-Assad's government. More now from Reuters' Rosanna Philpott.
France unleashed 12 cruise missiles, fighter jets and warships during the attack. Macron took a firm line against Assad and his allies even before Saturday's action, giving an interview to French TV to say he had proof of Assad's use of chemical weapons. His government also justifying the attack by releasing its own intelligence report based largely on open sources. It concluded there was no other plausible explanation than a chemical attack coordinated by the Syrian regime. And France's foreign minister warned if the red line banning the use of chemical weapons was crossed again, there would be another intervention.
Further humanitarian suffering.
The Western missile attack on Syria was right and legal. Britain's prime minister echoed President Macron.
This must be stopped.
Theresa May suggesting there was no choice but military action.
Meantime, in Washington, President Trump thanked his allies, calling it a perfectly executed strike. Four Islamic Jihad members were killed in an accidental blast in Gaza near the Israeli border. Meantime, protesters demanding an end to a decade-old blockade and return of Palestinian refugees to Israel, where their ancestors lived before being forced to flee with the establishment of Israel in 1948. Senior U.S. official, U.N. official that is, saying a main success of Friday's pledging conference for the Democratic Republic of Congo has put the country's forgotten humanitarian crisis back on the international agenda. This is VOA.